Sure. I'd love a drink. Whatever you're having. Wow. This is good. I guess the rumors are true. You do know how to make a good margarita. That's right. I've heard rumors. Everyone always talks about how great your backyard barbecues are. I'm glad I finally get to experience one firsthand. Seriously, thanks for inviting us over. I don't get out of the house nearly often enough. I suppose that's what I get for living at home with my extremely dull parents. Oh, trust me, they're dull, very dull. They're like the classic older couple, you know? It's 9 o'clock, time for bed. I'm surprised they even agreed to come over here tonight. I guess even my boring parents have heard about how great your parties are. See? You have quite the reputation around here. And I gotta admit, you're definitely not dull. Oh, come on. You know it's true. Somehow, I don't have you pegged for a 9 o'clock bedtime kind of guy. I can tell you like to have a good time. Yeah? See? I knew it. I love live music too, especially if there's a dance floor. Do you dance? Awesome. Hey, you know, we could go out sometime. I mean, not like a date, just like friends or whatever. Neighbors. It's not that I wouldn't want to go on a date. It's just, well, you know. You're older, and I'm not sure what my parents would think if. I'm sorry. I'm blabbering. I'm sure I'm not helping convince you to take me dancing. It's just, I really need to get out of the house. My parents are driving me crazy. And besides, I don't care that you're older than me. That doesn't bother me at all. I actually find older men attractive. It's not like a daddy thing. I mean, unless you're into that. 'Cause if you are, I'm happy to do that. I'll do anything with you. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you a secret? I think you're really attractive. And I always have, ever since you moved here. You're really nice, and I feel like I really like you. Really? You like me too? Oh, good. I was afraid you thought I was weird or something. Or at least really socially awkward. I'm just not very good around guys. I don't have a lot of experience. I just want to go out and have fun. You know, go dancing or whatever. No strings attached. Like I said, I need to get out of the house more. Right. Because of my boring parents. So, what do you think? Wanna go out sometime? Just friends, you know. Or neighbors. Just two people who like to have fun. Awesome. How about tomorrow night? Like I said, I really need to get out of the house. But can I tell you something else? Another secret? I know I said that I like to have fun, but the truth is, I haven't really done a whole lot. I guess you could say that I've kind of lived a sheltered life. But I can learn. I'm a really good learner. I'm sorry. I just keep blabbering. One thing I need to learn is when to shut up. And I know you're busy. You've got a party to host, and you probably have a million things you need to do. The last thing you need is a silly neighbor girl monopolizing all your time. But hey, if you're busy, I can help. Do you need me to do anything? Anything at all? Oh, sure. I'm very handy in the kitchen. But you might have to teach me how to prepare your meat. Lead the way. Oh, wow. Nice kitchen. Is the rest of your house this nice? No, you don't need to give me the grand tour. Unless you want to. Like, maybe you could show me your bedroom. Although, I suppose that wouldn't help us get the food ready. But it might help with some other things. Like the fact that I really want to get to know you a little better. And that I have all kinds of things I want to learn. Things that you could teach me. But I suppose we should start with a lesson on how to tenderize the meat. Or do you have something else in mind? A different kind of lesson? Really? You want to do that with me? I've never had anybody do that, but I've heard it feels really nice. I would really like it if you want to do that. Please? Pretty please? So, what should I do? Should I get up on the counter and lift my skirt and pull my panties off? Oh, yes. Let's kiss a little first. This is nice, and I like what your hands are doing. Touch me, please. Touch me all over. I'm getting really turned on. My pussy's getting really wet. Will you still kiss me there, even if I'm all wet? No, you like it better when I'm wet? Then I think you'll really like it right now. Should I take my panties off and spread my legs like this? How good your tongue feels. And I can't believe we're doing this right here in the kitchen. Anyone could walk in on us, or they can see us through the window. Oh my God. Anyone could be watching right now. Even my parents. Oh, fuck. It makes me so excited. It makes me nervous too, but so excited. Oh, God. Kiss my pussy. Lick me. Oh, please. Lick me and kiss me and suck on my clit. Slide your tongue up and down. Make love to me with your tongue. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Please. 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 Make me come. I'm so close. Yes. It would be. I'm still catching my breath. What about you? Do you want me to make you come now? I really want to. Please, pretty please. Oh, wow. What a beautiful cock. I've dreamed about your cock so many times now. I can't believe I finally get to touch it. For real. And kiss it. Do you want me to kiss it? Okay. It tastes so nice, very masculine. What should I do now? You want me to put it in my mouth? Okay, but it's so big. I think I'll have to open up really wide. Your head fills up my mouth, and your cock is so stiff. I want to suck it forever. Can I please suck you forever? Please. Pretty please. Balls feel so nice too. Do you mind if I touch them? Can I pet them and cradle them in my hands? They're so soft and warm. I want to touch your balls forever too. And I can tell you're getting excited. I can taste your excitement leaking out of you. Mm-hmm. 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 You're getting harder too. You're so stiff and hard. Your balls are getting tighter. And oh man, are you gonna are you gonna come? Do you want to come to my mouth? Or do you want to come in my pussy? Will you do that for me? Please. Pretty please. Yes, right there. Put your cock inside me. Oh, God. Oh. It feels so good. I've never had a man inside me before. Oh, it's so big. Oh, you fill me up. Oh, please, please fuck me. Fuck me hard. Oh my God. And when you're ready, fill me up, please, pretty please, fill me full of your cum, read me at your backyard barbecue, you better hurry, before anyone walks in on us. Yes. Fuck me. Yes. Fill up your neighbor's daughter. Yes. Come. Come now. Come for me now. Yes. Come inside me. Oh, you're coming. Yes. Pump me up with your cum. Oh my God. That was everything I dreamed it would be. And even more. And look, your cock is getting soft. I guess I am good at tenderizing your meat. But we better get back to the party. People are really going to wonder what we've been doing. Although, I think they'll be able to figure it out when they see the big smile on my face. Let's go.
Food's here!
Everyone's so hungry. I told you your barbecues are a hit. I think we're gonna run out of food, though. I guess we'll have to go back to the kitchen, which is fine with me. I'd like to practice tenderizing your meat some more.